What you doing there?
Oh, I'm just working on something, you know.
Oh, what you working on?
Well, it's a bit conceptual, you know.
Oh, because I like conception, you know, I like new stuff.
I know you do, Paul. That's why, you know, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to spring this on you.
No, no, go on.
Well, basically, right, I've been talking to, you know, my Japanese conceptual artist.
Oh, yeah.
Wife. And I've had this idea, you know, guitars, keyboards, drums, you know, it's all traipse, really, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's sort of like, you know, what you use in music.
Yeah, but why does it have to be what you use in music?
Well, it's just what you use.
I know, but you got to think outside the box.
What do you suggest we use?
I suggest...
Well, this is what I suggest over here.
There. What do you think of that?
It's a piddle bin full of porridge.
I knew you'd be impressed.
Well, what's that for, then?
Well, what you do is you take this...
spanner?
Yes. And you bang against the side like this.
All right.
And then you... sing, you know, your lyrics over the top.
Would you want to give me a demonstration?
Why not? It's the way music's going in the future, I'll tell you. Yogurt in a tin hat, wearing a cape cat. Nobody knows where the flowers have gone. I've got a lovely pair of boots, but nobody knows because my name is John. Oh,
yeah,
what happened?
That's probably enough, actually, John. Should we make that a B-side?
I've had enough of you. What? You got no imagination at all.
A lot of you.
Oh, well, that's that then.